Mystery Crate has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey, Master Craters.
We're trying to track down this liar. I'm comfortable saying it. This man says that he's listened to 40,000 hours of us this year, and I call nonsense on that.
Why? Because it's mathematically impossible?
Because there's only 8,000 hours in a year, so there's no way that he did this.
What if he's listening at 5 times regular speed?
Wow. I think it was minutes. 40,000.
40,000 minutes? Yeah. So let's see how many minutes are in a year. You do your thing. I'm gonna be tabulating over here.
Well, my thing is an introduction to this week's episode of Mystery Crate.
Ah, the mystery.
Keep in mind, we put out a lot of content.
Yeah. MC?
40,000 minutes, apparently.
Yeah, well, it's not just the regular show, which is the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz, which has an amazing podcast feed, and we can't thank you enough for your continued support there. But we also have the Le Batard and Friends Network.
Yeah.
And we have Mystery Crate, which you're listening to right now, and obviously you love it. We also have South Beach Sessions. We have Supodity, Marty Smith's America, Sarah Spain's That's What She Said, and the Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny, which, get this, is the only football show that is hosted by a woman and her pet dog. So lots of big things happening this year. It's been a great year for Le Batard and Friends. As we're closing out 2019,
yep.
We want you to get to know one of our newest members of the container a little bit better. His name is Anthony Calatayud.
Oh! What's up, boys?
Yeah, he already has a catchphrase.
Which are you sticking with that?
He's come too far with it at this point.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing.
Dude, I'm telling you, now's the time. If you don't like it, now's the time to adjust because, like, you know, shipping container, we've talked about this.
Yeah,
kind of stuck
like
with it.
Yeah, we don't like it. But yeah. This is, I think he's angling for some merch on LeBatardAF.shop.
I don't want to sound rude, and this is going to come off as very rude. I feel like, and I like Anthony. Let me say that. I love Anthony.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'll say that on the front.
What's coming next?
I feel like he's always angling for something.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know what it is, but I feel like there's always an angle. And the lily pad conversation that we had, for those of you who don't remember, when he came up to talk to me and my wife with Chris Cody, and then eventually admitted he was only talking to us because he wanted to jump to
at Dan's wedding.
The Dan Patrick lily pad behind me. That kind of confirmed my suspicion that there's always something going on there.
The Charlie is a little strong.
I respect
Anthony, but I like it. He's a good networker, and I don't know, for whatever reason, he's not as smug.
Yeah.
I like Charlie.
I love Charlie, too, but Charlie's a character.
Yeah.
Wait, was that, are you doubting that I love Charlie?
I don't think you love Charlie.
No, Charlie and I have come to an understanding.
Was the understanding that you love each other?
The understanding is we love each other.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Charlie and I have matured. Our relationship is good. I can't lie. It was a bit contentious there.
There's 525,600 minutes in a year.
And we were, in the math we did earlier, we didn't count the local hour.
What? Yes, we did.
You, you
said
did.
Five
you
podcasts.
Said 5 hours.
No, I said the 33 minutes times 3 for the national.
This is
99
good.
Minutes plus 45 for the local. That's 144 minutes.
I really don't
a day?
Without a day.
I don't really think that's important.
144 times, we said we do 240 shows a year. That's 34,000.
Not important.
Okay.
What is important is I have a new script for ZipRecruiter.
Oh, great.
And it starts the same way, though. Guys, hiring is challenging.
Yeah, it is.
Right, it is.
Yeah. It's really hard. Why was I the only one saying it? That's how they all start.
Yeah.
Right.
You want to do it again? Guys.
Hiring is challenging.
Challenging.
There's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart.
Where's that, Mike?
And growing. No, don't do that because it's a new script. And growing businesses connect qualified candidates.
Right.
Goldable co-founder Gretchen Huebner.
Ooh.
That's right. Sorry, Dylan. We're on Gretchen now.
G-Money.
Yeah.
Experience how challenging hiring can be after unsuccessfully searching for a new game artist to grow with her education tech company. But then she switched to ZipRecruiter and saw an immediate difference. And you can too by signing up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/crate. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. No, it finds them for you. And by using ZipRecruiter screening questions to filter candidates, Gretchen found it easier to focus on the best one. And then she found the right one. In fact, after posting her job on ZipRecruiter, Gretchen said she was honestly surprised she found qualified applicants so quickly and hired a new game artist in less than 2 weeks. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter is indeed the smartest way to hire. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/crate. That's ZipRecruiter.com/CRATE. ZipRecruiter.com/crate. I love ZipRecruiter. I can't thank them enough for their support because I know our show is a little difficult to support sometimes, especially Mystery Crate, because it's all over the place.
The smartest way to hire.
No, they don't do that anymore. There's a new script. It doesn't close on the smartest way to hire. That's why I sort of say it cash.
But it still is, like, in case anyone was wondering.
Oh, duh. No, duh. No, I said that.
You think you know a smart way to hire? Dummy, you don't.
You don't.
It's impossible.
There's no smarter way to hire than ZipRecruiter. This show, Mystery Crate, tends to be a little bit out there. Week to week, it fluctuates, and it's a self-indulgent podcast. And this week, we talked to Anthony. Are you going
to
do your thing?
Yeah, you have to come in.
Hey, what's up, boys? And I got to lean over Chris to get on the mic, so, you know.
And we talked to Greg Cody. And the rest of
you
the show.
You never know. As me pretending to be Greg.
That was pretty good. And we talk about cruise ships. And specifically, Anthony's upcoming bachelor party, which is
right.
going to be on a cruise ship.
Walking the plane.
Yep. So,
first time.
Walking the ant. All right. No? I'm trying to come up with hashtags for his. No one's asked me to do this, but I'm doing. This is my wedding gift to you.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to work on a hashtag for you.
I'm sure he wants the public to know his hashtag.
No, we
Why
do.
Not?
We do. No, I do.
Isn't it hashtag anthill?
Yeah, but he's saying for my wedding.
Yeah, no, that's different.
You know how everybody creates a hashtag
exactly.
for wedding? You have to do, you know. So we
What's
we
your fiance's
ours?
Name?
Jennifer.
What was your guys' hashtag? What was everyone's hashtag, Roy?
I don't think I had a hashtag.
I don't think I had one either.
I had
well, you were pre-hashtag.
I had a hashtag.
Pre-hashtag?
I had a hashtag.
Damn it, am I that
What was
Mine
your hashtag?
Was hashtag here come the Codys.
Oh, that's good.
I didn't think of it.
Oh. It's good, though.
What is my hashtag?
Was that like the one of the...
I wasn't on Instagram when I got married.
So we went through like one of those like you know generic ones like the randomizer whatever like
the builders like
yeah not good it's better just to come up with your own I think
yeah. What
I'm
was
gonna
yours?
Work on this
what was yours
I don't think I had one
no
yeah because we saw one and like I didn't
you blew the budget on the Goldberg fireworks
let's Man. Get Gilly I don't know I'm just spitballing here
yeah probably
it's silly
look
yeah,
it's
you know
so there's one that's been floated around by friends and
Ooh.
I don't know if it's family appropriate
oh.
for the wedding
wow.
Is. It's definitely here for the Mystery Crate. The hashtag would be hashtag ants in her pants.
Oh,
that's really
which
good.
Which is good.
Yeah.
The thing
yeah.
is when
you
my 85-year-old grandma comes out and
Here's,
it's like, ants in your pants? What?
Here's the thing. No, no, no. This
no,
is good.
Because you're going to have sex at it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
I didn't even get that part.
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to have sex.
Yeah.
He's been saving himself.
Congrats.
I have.
Congrats
the
on
thing,
almost having sex.
The Thank thing you. With like the 85-year-old grandma is that like if there's like a hashtag like and it's like put on a thing, they're not gonna.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
She's not
and they're not on Instagram or
like, yeah. yeah
what is
you should be safe.
And it's a double entendre. Like it could just be it could just be ants like the little insects.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a wedding thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll try to workshop that one in and see if that that happens.
Yeah.
But before that. Going to my bachelor
hashtag
party.
Hashtag the ant farm.
Yeah.
But now you need a hashtag for your bachelor party, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hashtags.
It is. But this is the world we live in now.
Can I
wow.
not?
Wow. ABC. Ants bachelor cruise. I'll leave.
He just, like.
Bye, bye, I mean, that was.
Bye.
It's, he hit the swivel mic
off.
In your direction.
That's a walk off.
Wow.
That's not a good one,
that's
though.
A good
that's
one.
Amazing.
How
yeah,
many
you
things do you think are hashtagged
much.
ABC? Oh. You're never going to find those pictures.
All right, then don't do the acronym. Just do it, spell it out. Ants Bachelor Cruise.
That's
and just
bad
capitalize.
Hashtag.
That's not an acronym. Those are initials. I made that mistake plenty, though.
I'm going to come back.
Yeah. No, well, walk your ass to the penalty box.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is
mystery crate penalty box.
Hashtag ABC has 3.3 million
posts. Yeah, you feel it? You feel what's happening right now?
Also, it's a TV
chemistry.
Network, it turns out.
This is chemistry. ABC?
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. And it has something to do with nails, because a bunch of people putting up pictures of their nail polish.
Huh.
Maybe
I like saying shellac. I hear people who get their nails done say, oh, you're getting the shellac? And I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Who says that?
It's a fun word. There's a shellacking, man.
Really?
There's,
is that like a layer?
It's a type of nail thing that girls do. I don't know. Shellacking.
You know there's gel?
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah.
Let's talk nails.
One
Can
of
we
my,
have a mystery crate where
One of my
nails?
Friends from high school is like verified on Instagram, and she's like friends with Oprah. She is like
wow.
a nail.
How?
She is like friends a manicurist. To the stars. That's her avatar.
The
Nails
Oprah
by Marisol.
That was
wow.
beat by yeah. stupidity?
Yeah. I think she's done Lady Gaga's or Lady Gaga's nails. I think it's Gaga.
What if I had another daughter and named her Oprah?
Oprah Cody?
Yeah. I might do that.
You should do it.
I'm gonna touch
it.
I like that.
Here it is. Ship talk.
What's up, boys? and girls.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony.
Not excluding anybody out here, boys and girls. Welcome to my episode of Mystery Crate, where we're going to talk about things at random. Still got to get a name for it.
Yeah.
We got the whole crew here. We got Greg Cody here. What we've been calling this, the working title of it, has been Talking Ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking Ship.
That's a good name.
Which, ship. This was a conversation born of myself and Billy talking about cruises. So we're going to get on that now. The reason why we talked about it in the first place was I'm going on a cruise for my bachelor party. Unfortuitously, it is the same weekend as Moss Miami, so I will not be in town for those of you wanting to see me.
Seems like you're going to have to cancel those plans.
Yeah, I might have to, but then this whole segment is for naught. So we might have to keep them on at least for a little bit longer. But I've never been on a cruise before. Billy and I were going back and forth, so I have a big problem with seasickness. I get very green very quickly. So I want to tell a story later on. But Billy and I were talking about how the cruise line that I was going on was very good, was one that people could drink on and have fun, but not the most rambunctious of cruises. Billy, am I right?
You're going on like a high class cruise. I don't want to give any of the cruise lines away because I don't want to upset any of them.
Correct.
So you're going on like a high-end cruise line that, you know, you're going to have it. It skews a little older, a little more responsible. Like, you're not going on the most debaucherous of cruise lines.
And you'd figure for a bachelor party, that would probably be my intent, is to go on the most debaucherous. But obviously being, you know, a more high-class individual, I like the – I enjoy the high-class amenities of this certain cruise line. Greg, are you a big cruiser?
I am a big cruiser.
They have alcohol? Yeah, he's a huge cruiser.
You're going on a bougie cruise. You're not going on one with like a lot of relajo and escándalo.
But I do love relajo and escándalo.
Yeah,
and
you can bring the chusmería to this cruise line. I'm just saying, like, be prepared to be the most chusma person on the cruise line.
Are you going to be bringing the outfit that you wore to Levitard's wedding?
No, I don't think it's that high of a cruise.
No, right? I mean, like, there's usually a formal night.
There's going to be like a captain's night.
Yeah, and the white party.
Oh, yeah, that's the launch party is always like the white party.
Maybe a 70s night. Some cruises have
70s
night.
They may want to rename that party, by the way.
Yeah.
I do have a great all-linen suit, too, that I could wear to that, you know, white party if we ever change the name of it. But
this is a completely non-visual medium, but Greg, you look so old when you take your glasses off.
Really? I thought it made me look young.
No.
Are you okay?
I'm great.
Yeah? You look tired.
You just started looking like my grandfather.
I am a little tired, but
you just put your glasses on upside down.
I know. It's a different look I'm going for.
I was just a little concerned.
Were you?
Yeah. This would have been a really memorable episode. We'll title it, Greg Has a Stroke.
So back to the cruises. Anthony, you know what's happening this week? And by the way, doing this here makes no sense because I can't benefit from it at all. Mm-hmm. But there's, Greg, I don't know if you've noticed also driving in, there's a new cruise ship that's going to be launched like this week on like its maiden voyage.
I've seen that.
A massive ship, and it's been like in and out of the port, but I don't think it's gone anywhere yet. And I was told that the official like launch party, christening, whatever it is that you call it with a cruise ship, is happening Thursday.
Wow.
And you know who's going to be performing a concert on that very ship to launch it?
Flo Rida?
Mm-mm.
Pitbull?
Mm-mm.
I'm officially out of guesses. Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson.
Wow.
That's,
really?
Yeah.
That's out of left field.
Does Flo Rida know?
Could they not get Flo Rida?
Well, Pitbull already did it for a ship, and I'm sure Flo Rida's
done it. He's got an exclusive on the ship, you know.
Yeah, he's like the godfather of, I think it's the same company, of one of their ships. Like, every ship has like a godfather or godmother who's basically just like a celebrity, like, person who appeared at like the party, and then like, they'll show up in the videos like when you're on board, like, oh, check out the atrium, I am, you know, whoever.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think I was on a ship that Kristen Chenoweth was the godmother of. I could be wrong.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm pretty sure. No ship.
So when you christen a boat, obviously this is a question more directed at Greg. You remember when they used to hit the champagne bottle on the bow or the stern or whatever you want to call it?
Yeah.
Do they still do that for christening ships and christening boats? I feel like you're the expert on christenings.
I think they do it for ceremonial purposes only. You know, they would break some, but they don't want the glass to go into the water and kill a fish.
Right.
So it's probably some, like a plastic bottle or something.
So we've lost the effect of the real christening of really hitting the champagne bottle and it being christened as a...
Right, plus what a waste of champagne.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
True.
So
you're picking a bad time to go on your first cruise.
So that's what you told me. You said that December, the winter months are not great, which is why we got into the seasick discussion, which is at that time in these waters are a little bit more choppy.
Yeah, choppy waters in, I want to say like... November, December through, like, March, waters are pretty choppy. So, like, you'll enjoy the cruise, but it'll be a little colder depending on where your stops are. I don't know where your stops are. It'll be a little colder.
So, go to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, you're not going to have a problem with seasickness. I know what ship you're going on. I know we don't want to say it. You're going on a big enough ship. You're not going on one of the smaller end ones. As long as you're not, you know, just constantly looking over the edge, looking at the water, you're going to be fine.
No, you'll feel it. You may feel it. The ship you're going on is pretty big. The bigger the ship, the less movement, right? I've found. But like this is also choppy waters time. So
very choppy.
I'd get the seasick bands. I'd get maybe like the oil.
So I'm going all out. I'm getting the Dramamine. Yeah. I'm getting the seasick bands.
You're just going to do all that stuff before? Like you're going to like, or are you going to have it there ready if you start feeling sick?
Have it before, because if you get it on the ship, it's going to be super expensive
that too.
To get.
So, yeah. I have a problem where I get seasick very quickly and very violently, right? Ooh. So a couple years ago.
Good thing you chose a cruise.
A cruise, yeah.
Yeah, why did you do a cruise?
So I've never been on a cruise, and I wanted to see if I could withstand doing a cruise, because I obviously have heard from a lot of people that it's exciting. You get on there, right. Drinks are flowing, you're hanging out, you're
flowing,
doing your
man.
Thing. I mean, you know, like that's something I want to be a part of. So a couple years ago, we had a friend of ours that had a boat, and that had a house down in the Keys, and he took us out night fishing, and he had like a big fishing boat. So there was like 10 to 15 of us on the fishing boat. And it also had like a second cabin where there was a bathroom and a room and the whole thing. So we went out night fishing, and when we left the channel, his canal into the waters, I started feeling the rocking of the boat while we were driving. So I was like, that's not good, but you know, we'll power through, right?
Right.
We finally stop. We anchor. We're probably about 2 miles away from civilization, out in the middle of nowhere, and this boat is rocking, like, back and forth.
Don't come a-knocking.
Yeah, do not come a-knocking. So, I'm sitting on the front of the ship. I've got my fishing rod. I'm out there, you know, we're trolling or whatever, and all of a sudden, like, I get this feeling of, like, it's an out-of-body experience that I'm looking at my own body getting seasick. So I run out, I put the fishing pole down in one of those, in the holes where they, you know, where you keep it, ran down into the middle of the ship and went to the bathroom.
The MIP.
Feeling like, okay, I gotta let it rip right here. There's no stopping me. The problem is, again, I'm 6'4", and getting into those bathrooms, they were maybe 5'11". So imagine, I get into the door and I'm like, huddled over. The ship is rocking.
He's standing up right now for people. Just
that's why I'm a little bit away from the mic. So I'm standing up. It's a 5'11 bathroom. I'm here trying to like projectile, like aim into the toilet. And we hit a huge wave. I get thrown against the side of the wall of the bathroom and barf all over the wall of the bathroom.
Oh, my.
So, again, I'm just violently ill. Do not feel great. Don't know what's happening. I might have had a concussion. Not 100% sure.
Do you just exit that bathroom?
I get out of
the
bathroom like it didn't happen. The problem is, I was. You remember the story that again, classic Levitard story back in the day. Hubie, whiter than Hubie Brown.
Yes.
That story. So I was literally whiter than Hubie Brown. I walked out just pale as a ghost, and everybody's like, hey, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I think we need to clean up the bathroom. I don't feel well.
Ooh.
Fell asleep on the bed and don't remember anything until we got back to the house. So it was.
At least you fell asleep.
Yeah, but still, I was rocking on the boat. Didn't feel great, but that's my story. So I have an issue
just
with seasickness.
I would have just walked out and been like, yo, someone threw up in there. It wasn't me. Gross. I'm tired. I'm sleepy right now, but yo.
Couldn't you have vomited overboard?
I could have, but the problem is the boat was rocking violently that I was a little bit worried of if I go over the side to try to throw up, I might get thrown overboard, and then who knows what happens.
Because vomit is considered chum to fish. Mm. Fish will feed on human vomit.
True.
Yeah. It's a delicacy, actually.
For them?
Yeah. It really is.
I never thought of
that. Are you okay?
Me?
Yeah.
He looks great.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
you
look good. I don't know. I'm just...
It's a delicacy.
Let me ask you a question, Greg, about drinks on a boat.
Yeah.
All right. So
finally, you're in my wheelhouse.
As you know, there's like the unlimited wristband.
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's no cutoff.
I mean, there ain't no cutoff.
There's cutoff.
Are you kidding me?
But I've only been on one cruise, and I realized what I did was a bit of a rookie move. I got two unlimited drink wristbands for my wife and I. I quickly came to realize that I can just sort of have one of these wristbands and pool drinks for my wife, go to different bars, or just get to know the bartender a little bit.
It's shady, but definitely possible.
No, no. They've caught on to that. Now they require everyone in that room to have like the same drink package so that you don't do stuff like that.
Wow.
So unless you're like with your wife and your wife's in a different room, everyone in your room, I believe, needs to have the same drink package or no one gets the drink package.
Interesting. So, on the cruise, I'm rooming with my brother who's underage.
Are you shipping?
He's 19. Well, all right. So since he's 19 and we're leaving out of Miami, he can't purchase the drink package.
You know that so changed recently. That changed
you should be fine,
recently.
Then.
You used to be able, like, because you were in international waters, like at 18 to get stuff. I think that changed, like, in the past couple years.
Yep. I remember when I was, I think, 19, being on a cruise and being able to drink beer.
Yeah.
How many people are going with you on this thing?
So, there's about 14 of us.
Jesus.
Big bachelor party.
Holy crap. We rolled deep, Greg.
Yeah, starting to feel like our invitation got lost.
No, for real. I mean, if you would have said,
four people,
it would have been one
like,
thing. Like, oh, it's four people. Yeah.
Brent, you don't like one of these 14 people. You're like, eh.
Exactly. It's 27 people going on this thing,
well,
and we're not
is,
any of them.
I was
going
to invite you guys.
Yeah,
the problem is, it falls on the weekend of Miami.
Backpedaling it.
You know, like, I mean...
It's
keep
okay.
it real here.
I get it.
Yeah. I would invite you guys.
I get it.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I like everybody that's going.
That would be a power move by you, by the way, to like throw it out there and just publicly invite all of us, and then it's like Dan or me. You
I
guys got
to
choose.
I want to go to his bachelor party more than Moss.
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, hey, if you guys, I mean, you're interested, I can give you the details.
Well,
Greg.
What are the names
if
of
you were
the
hitting
people?
Like,
Greg?
If you were hitting like New Orleans, I'd definitely be in.
What are the names of the people that are going on this cruise? Just so that I get a feel for whether or not I want to go. Because, like, if you have, like, Crazy Larry going, I don't know.
No.
Is there a Carl?
That's a Greg Godey friend, Crazy Larry.
Who's Crazy Larry? You're saying that like it's a real person.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume you have a friend that's called Crazy Larry.
I do, as a matter of fact.
Wait, you have a friend named Crazy Larry?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I absolutely do.
Is he going on this ship?
And that's his real first name, Crazy.
Crazy?
Larry G.
Not even a nickname.
Crazy Larry. You know a Crazy Larry.
Yeah, I do.
How is that possible?
He sells hats. He sells caps at a mall.
What
do they call lids? LIDs.
Yeah, he works at Crazy Larry. Works at lids.
He's the only person left going to a mall every day. Yeah.
Crazy Larry works at lids.
I think so. Isn't that what it's called?
Does he get a discount?
How old is Crazy Larry?
Wait, my age.
Are
like
you making
58?
Up someone? I'm talking about your real friend Larry, who used to be a cop.
Oh.
Don't say his last name.
You know two Crazy Larrys?
I know two Larrys. I mean, the Larry Christopher's mentioning, I don't think ever went by Crazy.
No, he was a cop.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
So Crazy Larry sells hats at lids.
He sells hats at lids.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. I can hook you up.
This Larry was crazy, though, if I remember correctly.
All right, so you're not going with
no
the Crazy Larry.
I have no friends that are named Larry.
Oh.
But what are your friends' names?
Yeah.
Is there a Bubba going?
This is important.
Slash your friends.
They don't make Larry's anymore.
Yeah. They don't make Larry's. I was going to say, the cutoff for Larry's is, I think, right between where Greg and I stand in age. Which, how old are you, Greg?
It could be. I'm 60-something.
Okay, I'm 20-something.
Man, I really want to
visit
Crazy Larry.
So right in the middle,
Larry
we stopped doing Larry's.
Leeds,
right? The names of people that are going. There's three Chris's.
Oh, too much.
Of course there are.
Sounds
too much.
Like a great time.
You can't
three
go.
Chris's.
You can't go, Chris.
There's a Kevin.
Uh-huh.
There's a Mac.
You gotta have a Mac.
Right now, Mac is the one I'm most worried about.
There's a Jesse.
White guys. Is there a Dante?
I thought you went to Killian, bro.
I did. I mean, the ones that I'm naming are Hispanic.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if white guys applies, but that's not the point. The point is.
There's some
Hispanic Mac.
Hispanic Mac.
Yeah, there is.
What's Mac's real name?
His last name's Machado, so we call him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's also my brother-in-law, but that's a different story.
Mm.
Pity invite. You got to do it. It's fine.
There's a Theo. There's a Mikey. There's a Gary, but we call it. His name is Matt, but we call him Gary.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Julian. There's another Matt.
How many friends do you have with repeated names? You have two Matts, three Chris's.
There's a lot of them.
How do you differentiate the Chris's?
That's how we differentiate. One I call Ben because his last name has Ben in it.
Ben.
Another one's my brother. So Chris, I call him Chris.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's a very melting pot style of Miami names. Don't tell me you don't know people that are, you have 17 friends that are Alex.
I don't have 17 friends.
Well,
no, I don't either.
You know. Yeah.
I'd have to rent people to go to my bachelor party.
I can't believe you know a Crazy Larry.
I do. He would be the only guy at my bachelor party.
So what are the activities on this bachelor party? What are they? Are they not like telling you this is going to be like, oh, guys, no, remember how, surprise.
So the real reason we got into this because my fiance was on her bachelorette party while we were going to the wedding. So I was telling you how the difference of girls going to bachelorette parties versus guys doing bachelor parties. Girls have nights where they dress similar.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have the bikinis that are similar. And then they have all these activities.
Please tell me you guys don't have shirts.
No, I don't do shirts.
Okay.
Where was her bachelorette party?
It was in Aruba.
Aruba.
Yeah.
No shirts should be like your rule for the bachelor party. And the crew is like, I'm just not wearing a shirt like the entire time. You also should do that with shoes, like no shoes, or tell yourself like, I'm not wearing socks. That shouldn't be a problem because you wear those like loafer things.
Yeah, but I did wear socks that day.
Just do sandals the whole time. If you're not wearing socks, you feel like you're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good point. What I don't wear is thong sandals. I've never thong sandals on my feet ever.
I don't like them.
The same way.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah, those used to be big down here in the 60s. The rubber thong sandals.
What is your preference when it comes to casual footwear?
I'm a deck shoe man.
I'm a late bloomer on the
thong. I'm a Timberland man.
I rock the thong sandals now.
You were Tim's?
The last couple of years.
Timberlands.
Like Odell Beckham?
Yeah.
Does he copy my footwear? I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on the thong sandal, guys. I'm telling you.
You are such a thong sandal guy.
No, yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't strolled into work with
It's a recent thing.
If I were to pick out a thong sandal guy out of a catalog, you're like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's it's usually not a ginger type guy on the thong sandal.
Whoa. This isn't a ginger thing. This is just your whole general way
of
being
vibe.
Thing.
Oh, okay. But isn't that more of like a salt life guy? Like someone's at the beach? Do I give off I'm at the beach all the time?
No, I could see you wearing thong sandals with cargo shorts and like a long sleeve shirt and your hair combed to the side.
Yeah, as a salt life guy, I can tell you it's more deck shoes, cargo pants, and a dark t-shirt.
Yeah. It has to be a dark t-shirt.
Very much so, yeah.
Really?
It has to be a black t-shirt.
That's all you wear, though.
Yeah.
You're weird.
Do you go like straw hat?
I'm not a big hat guy.
Even on a cruise?
No, on vacations, he'll put on the fedora type hat.
Ooh.
I've told him
if I'm feeling saucy.
His head is pointed, so I've told him fedoras work with him because his head kind of goes at a
thing. How's the wind on the top of the deck?
It's windy.
There's a lot of wind.
Yeah,
it's windy.
It's gorgeous. You want to be on the top of the deck.
Right. And I hear if you get seasick, you got to go to the top deck, get some fresh air,
breathe.
So I've got a problem where I don't like doing my hair.
Is that true, though? Shouldn't you go lower?
No. You can't go lower. I've heard you can't go lower.
But the higher you go, the more you're swaying back and forth.
I hear that the more you feel it is the lower you go. So, like, if you're on the bottom bunk of the entire thing, it's like you could really feel it because that's where the point of disruption is.
Yeah. Greg, how do you feel about front of ship versus back of ship?
I'm a front of ship guy.
Mm.
Yeah. I like to stand like the guy in the movie there.
Yeah.
I like to stand right at the apex of the ship and imagine myself as
Jack from Titanic.
As an actor.
No,
that's
right.
That's
not it. Oh, yeah.
Now, my one concern, Anthony, for you on this cruise as a bachelor party is that after hanging out with you at Dan's wedding and afterwards, you know, you can hang and you like a party. Once you get a couple cocktails flowing, you want the night to keep going.
Oh, yeah.
And the one thing that a cruise, I think, will limit as far as a bachelor party is sometimes, like, at night. Like, the nightlife, it kind of caps at, like, 1:30. It's kind of like done, and there's really you can just hang out with your friends, but like the alcohol stops. So it's
wait. What do you mean the alcohol stops?
Well, unless you're bringing your own, are you bringing your own alcohol?
No. I bought the unlimited package.
Dude,
alcohol
cannot stop. No, it stops at like 1:30 or 2.
There's always like a bar that can go into. It says like
but
late.
Two at the latest. I'm telling
you.
No, it's
you got
24/7.
You got to find the bar.
I've always found the bar.
I didn't know that.
There's a nightclub that every night it's going to go till 1:30 or 2, but at around 2. Once the last nightclub bar closes, there's no like 24-hour bar. There's 24-hour food. There's a place to go. And you can, you know, there's lots of places to hang out and there's going to be other people there. So if you're friendly with people, you know, you can make friends. But I'm just saying, like, if there's one slight negative to a cruise is that the night kind of like ends
kind of
at like 2 and it's like, you know.
Okay.
Which could work out well for sleeping because during the day, it's you can't beat it. The casino, the pool, the drinks are flowing early.
So that was the thing. I'm going to be in the casino for quite a while at night. So
yeah, you'll haunt
the casino close.
The casino generally is around the same time. The casino ends more based off of people in there. If it's still filled, it depends on the batch of people you have on your cruises. If this is a big gambling cruise and there's a lot of people late, then it will stay. Because if the casino's making money, they'll stay open.
Yeah.
So that's your best bet for alcohol late, actually, is being in the casino.
So 14 of us, out of the 14, there's about 13 that are degenerate gamblers.
Oh, you guys are going to crush
Perfect.
It then.
No, so no, we're going to be playing blackjack all night. Mm. So
I was thinking you'd be more like, I need to go to the club.
No, no,
the
no.
club scene can sometimes be really sad.
Yeah,
on
no,
a
no. I cannot,
you walk
I,
in and there's like one guy and his wife dancing on the
yeah,
dance floor.
Yeah, there's a lot of hokey stuff like karaoke and stuff like that.
Those are fun though, the karaoke show.
They are after a certain amount of drinks.
Yeah.
But no, I'd be a casino guy.
Yeah, if you're a casino guy, then you'd be fine, actually. That's why I love a cruise, because you give me a casino and some alcohol, like, I'm good. I don't need a club.
Right, exactly. So that's kind of what the idea is behind that. I didn't think of bringing alcohol just because I had the unlimited thing. So it's like, what's the point of actually bringing the alcohol, right?
Are you
like,
allowed to bring alcohol on a cruise?
Illegally.
No.
No, no. I think what I've heard is that you can bring a bottle of wine or you can bring a six-pack of beer.
Yeah, but I think they take it from you and give it to you, like, on the last night. So, like, you almost check it in, and then the last night they'll give it to you. So, like, same thing if you go to, like, the store and you buy, like, the duty-free bottles of whatever it is. I think they hold them for you until, like, then the last night of the cruise.
I have, like, a IV-looking pouch thing that I've used before to get alcohol on a cruise.
Oh, you sneak it in on different...
If you're interested.
Yeah. Well...
This is like news to your dad who just like put this face.
What are you
face.
Talking about? IV pouch?
No, like mean? This was like with my
like
wife.
A plastic
before,
bag.
Like a bladder?
My wife and I's first cruise together, we didn't do the drink package because it was just a weekend thing. And we brought on like a little thing of rum. Like we put like, it's like, you know, yay big. It's like the size. It's like probably 2 feet and it's like a big pouch. It looks like an IV pack.
And thing, nobody checked it?
No, you put it in your bag because it's no, there's no metal in it. So
I'll be
it,
damned.
Hmm. The things people used to do would like clear out like a shampoo bottle and fill the shampoo bottle with like whatever. But then you're drinking per plus, basically.
Right. Why'd you go perp there?
I don't know.
Out of all the other ones.
It was between that and Head and Shoulders, and I thought Pert Plus.
Do they still
like
make
good...
Pert Plus?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it should be fun, man. I think now that I know that you're into the casino, like that, you should be fine. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah, I'm excited. Obviously upset that I'm going to be missing Moss Miami, my first one, that I'd be able to hang out with everybody and do the damn thing.
You a craps or roulette guy?
I'm a blackjack guy.
Oh, wow. That can get dangerous.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see how much... how much I'm allowed to go in with. Because obviously, you know, it's a bachelor party, but I feel like I'm going to be capped by the missus on how much, you know, I have as far as discretionary spending.
Yes.
Which is obviously upsetting when you're at the casino and you're like, hey, wait, I still need some more just because we're trying to chase of what happened.
Yeah,
I got a couple bad hands.
You always
got
to break even.
Yeah, exactly.
You always gotta, all right, another $100 and that's it.
And that's it.
Right.
But then the problem is that turns into three nights and
exactly,
then how, you know, right. how many $100.
Yeah.
But again, I digress. The most important information that I've gotten with the unlimited drink package was this, right? Like you can't go out and be like, I'm drinking the entire bar for the entire length of time for that first day. Because you get there and you're like, oh, unlimited drinks. Like I'm going to just drink as much as possible. They bank on you getting that. And then not drinking for the rest of the time because you're so hungover from that first night.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to bloat.
Yeah, so it's about pace.
Cruises are
pace, indeed.
Cruises are surprisingly exhausting.
Yes.
Like, you go on and you're like, this is going to be great. I'm going to be on a boat. No worries in the world. I'm going to look at the ocean. We'll visit some islands. There's just so much to do on cruise ships now that you're going to come back and need a vacation from your vacation.
Yeah. How many nights are you going?
So, I'm leaving Friday after the show. Mm-hmm. On that 13th or whatever.
Back Monday morning?
I'll be back Monday morning right here next to you guys from the ship.
Oh, three nights? Oh, so 3 nights you should be fine. Billy, I think Billy's referring to more like the 7-dayer or the 4-nighter, 5-nighter. Those can get...
Even 3 days because like you'll get like the daily, or if you're like me, you'll get like the daily activity
the
log
cruise compass.
Thing. Yeah, the cruise compass.
We haven't even got
And you're going to look at the cruise compass like, oh my God, I need to do this.
You're
going to
be like,
that.
All right,
I need
11.
This. I need that. You're going to go to like the fake, I don't even know if they do it anymore, Greg. I'm sure you love this, by the pool when they used to have the wooden horse races.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those?
I sure do.
Oh,
bingo and wooden horse races.
Dude, there's bingo at 1 p.m. There's cigar rolling at 11 a.m. on
What's
deck 9.
What's the wooden horse thing?
I don't know.
It's like they have a bunch of people. I don't even remember how the horses move. I think it's like a giant die that they roll. So like people are assigned these giant wooden horses. And then I think they like roll your number. And it's basically like a horse race. And it's whoever's horse gets their number called the most amount of times and wins whatever the track is. But they go around the pool. The pool is like the place to be during the day if it's like a day at sea.
Naturally.
Because there's the belly flop contest.
Yeah.
And then there's like Mr. Sexy Legs. And there's like all these things going on at the same time.
You always want to start your morning. Go to the Windjammer.
Windjammer.
Get a little breakfast. That's
don't
like the buffet.
Don't go to the actual restaurant.
Yes.
Go to the Windjammer.
Overeat like everybody else.
Yeah, you go to the, you know, get whatever breakfast you're in the mood for. You're probably going to sleep in a little bit because you guys are going to be drinking. So let's say you wake up 10:30, 11, go get a little food, Get in front of
line
the pool.
The stomach. With,
get in front of the pool by like 11:30 with a nice little mimosa. Whatever your drink, whatever your day drink of choice is.
Get good seats and put your. You need to basically claim your territory by right. the pool, especially if it's a day at sea, because those things get loaded pretty fast. So what you want to do maybe even if 11 o'clock's kind of late. So even if you're going to breakfast, I'd maybe get some pool towels, lay them out, claim your territory, and then come back to it. Because no one's going to take your towels and your stuff off your chair.
Right.
They're just going to assume you're at the pool or something. Yeah.
Mark your territory.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sleep on
that cruise compass, man. It's such a fun part of a cruise.
Valuable.
Planning out your day.
Uh-huh.
See what's available for you. There's so much stuff to do.
A lot of people also like being on the bottom deck where the actual pool is. I might recommend being on the second deck, but in the first row where you're overlooking the pool, because you can really get a good vantage point of all the activities that are going
good
on.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
I save the daily compass and then never, ever look at it again.
Mm-hmm. Is it a paper?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's basically like you're going to have a house cleaner that comes into your room multiple times a day. Like, they're going to be very friendly towards you because they want you to tip them at the end.
Right.
And they're like, anytime you leave the room, you come back and they've been in there to neaten up. It's really awesome.
Right. The housekeepers will also leave you a white towel in the shape of an elephant.
Spoiler alert. I mean, geez, that would have been a nice little surprise.
Does every different cruise line have their different animals?
They all do it. Yeah. Sometimes it'll be like, they'll put it as a monkey and it'll be hanging. Yeah. My dad ruined it. Okay. Yeah. He told them.
Oh, really? That's going
to
ruin your cruise.
But when you get
cruise.
In the evening, you'll come back to your room at like 6:30, 7 p.m. The next day's cruise compass will be there on the bed, laying there. And then you have a nice little five-minute period. It's like, oh, what am I going to do tomorrow?
Right.
You peruse
it's like a time warp.
It's great.
Here's Tuesday, but here's Wednesday.
Here's what you definitely need to do. And as a first-time cruiser, you won't know this. And you'll see this on the cruise compass. You won't even know what it is. Definitely if you're a bachelor party and you're going with like your guys to like cause a ruckus, you need to go to the quest on the last night.
Yes. The quest.
Absolutely go to the quest. The quest is like, you'll see all
like
the shows
hunt.
And all the stuff. Exactly. The quest is like the absolute last like time for like debauchery.
Yeah.
So they have like this, they'll put it like in a theater and then they'll divide the theater into like different like areas, like regions or whatever. And each team has a number. And then it's a scavenger hunt, but you want to take like just random stuff in like a bag somehow, like sneak in a belt, sneak in a pair of underwear, sneak in like, well, you won't have a bra because you're a guy, but like sneak in all kinds of things. And then they start asking like, we want to see three thongs. And then like people start getting like crazy and they like start mooning the guy. And then like, all you needed to do was show me your sandals. So like, this is the kind of stuff that's going on.
Let's make a human centipede. And then everyone runs down and they connect each other. You know, just like the movie.
It's just frightening.
It's a little tawdry.
Yeah.
Have you ever done the belly flop contest there, Greg?
No, I don't
watch it. But yeah,
I don't go in the pool at all. I'm rarely seen without a shirt.
Really? Do you go in?
Oh yeah, I shower with a shirt on.
Do you go in the ocean, like on the islands?
Very rarely. No, I'm not a water person.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm just not.
So you love cruising?
I'm
but
a
landlubber. Like going into the water.
He likes alcohol.
No, I don't like water. No, I like the community of a cruise. I like the idea that there's 5,000 people all there for the same reason, essentially, to go to the same place.
Well, no, they're not there for the same reason. You're just there to drink. Not everyone's there for that reason.
Well, let me mention one other thing about the so-called, unlimited drink package. It does have limits. You know, it's not like you can go up to a high-end bar and order like an $85 shot of cognac.
Right, right, yeah, there's different levels.
I mean, champagne, you know, champagne, maybe you can get the low-end champagne. You know, if you want Moët Chandon, then you got to pay for it.
Right. I can't order a Louis XIII and be like, hey, where's
That's
my
right.
free
exactly.
Where's
Sorry,
my free
buddy.
Shot? Hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I mean, you can order that and just have your boys cover up the – because, like, yeah. I think you get covered for up to, like, $11 a drink. I think that's
Yeah, I think that is the
Louis XIII is the $85 one that he would be talking about, but I'm not going to try to do that. That's, again, that's just abusing the power of the bachelor party, right?
That's like, right.
That's the thing.
This trip isn't for that.
This trip is not for that. I am a little bit upset that you guys picture me as a matching shirt guy.
No, I was really just making sure because your first
the thing
cruise.
Is, just because it's your thing, you just need a matching shirt guy in the bunch. And that person needs to be like the one that takes the lead.
Right.
And then they'll just guilt everybody into doing it. So like I could see you getting roped into wearing a matching shirt that you didn't necessarily want to do that your friends are making you do just to embarrass
you. I once
you.
Walked around Epcot with like a bachelor party where we were all wearing the same shirts. Yeah. And I was not happy
no,
about it.
I think you should pull a page from what the women generally do, and you should walk around with like a sash that says bachelor.
Hmm.
What do you think?
You know
you
what?
You do strike me as someone that would rock a sash.
A sash, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
A silver sash that has script, bachelor in script.
But you know what? Then that would probably give me an uneven tan line. Which would also be a little bit problematic. You know what I mean?
That's like a point.
All of a sudden, I walk in to my house, and then I have this white mark
red
everywhere else. And
here's what
like,
we do. Get a transparent sash, and then have the letters in white, so then when you get the tan, it'll just say, like,
Bachelor.
Tony's batch.
Yeah.
Tanned onto your body.
I like it.
So can we get, like, names off the ground for what we should call it?
You need a hashtag, definitely.
Yeah,
what's that going to be?
I don't know.
Do you have a balcony?
So I have a virtual balcony.
It's not a
which I think is a ripoff, but
what?
Yeah. So what is it is, it's essentially like this huge LED screen that's supposedly giving me the view of what it would look like outside, which I think is a scam.
It is a scam.
It's not a balcony.
You pay more for that?
No, I paid whatever. The
like, is that what like an interior would cost? Now they just have virtual windows,
right? Yeah.
No one in your crew has a balcony.
No, we opted.
You should have got one.
I found it to be overrated, honestly.
Right.
Like, if you're gonna, I've never spent too much time like in the room just because I'm out doing things. So like for me, it's never really worth it.
I love a balcony; they're fantastic. I mean, the real ones, not the virtual ones.
Well, you've never had a virtual one.
No, I haven't. Back when I used to smoke cigars, I'd go on the balcony and smoke a cigar. For example,
nice breeze hitting you.
Yeah,
it really is nice. I'm pro balcony too. Like, you go out there, like. Before you're about to leave the room, like go out, just it's like your space, and you're on, and you can look out at the water.
So here's the difference. It was like, okay, you can spend those $200 getting the balcony, or you can spend the $200 getting the unlimited package. Now that's where I lie. So I sat and said, you know what? More important on the bachelor party is the unlimited drinking.
That's when you text the group text of the 14 dudes going with you, and you get the extra $200 from that group.
We'll
just be like, it's my bachelor party.
They should have knighted you with a bachelor. With
you know what they should have. And most of them listen to this podcast.
I blame Mac.
Oh man, let me. I'm not even going to start and tell you about Mac.
Wow, that was such a great episode of Mystery Crate. And it's not over, because guess what? More chemistry, more banter. It's still going on. Chris has walked back into the studio now.
How did your wife react to you wanting to name your daughter
she
Oprah?
She doesn't love the OC would be a good...
Yeah, the OC.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you should still like overrule her and name your next daughter Oprah. Or son, doesn't matter. I think it's Oprah, really. Have you ever heard of another Oprah? It could be a gender-neutral name.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah.
I've never heard of another Oprah ever.
Were you guys in on the OC, the show?
Yeah. Of course.
Really?
Yeah, because the song California by Phantom Planet is like one of the best TV themes of all time. Mm. You know who's the drummer in that band? Jason Schwartzman.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's an actor.
Yeah, you know Jason Schwartzman?
Yeah,
is?
he had a couple. Didn't he have like a movie role? I don't remember what
he's
movie it was.
Most known
like
for
a hair
Rushmore.
Doll.
Rushmore. He's used a lot by Wes Anderson.
Mm.
You'd know the face if you Googled it. Come on, folks. Jason Schwartzman.
Well,
hipsters know him.
So you know what I wanted to
but
point
like
out?
40-year-old hipsters that like to show their ankles.
I found out the other day that friend of the show, because I don't know that he would consider me a friend, and we do this a lot. I don't think we're friends. So friend of the show, Mike Schur.
He's your friend.
You know Mike Schur?
I know Mike Schur. He's a creator of Parks and
Rec.
Friend
of the show. Okay. And what else?
And I consider him a friend. And he wrote on The Office. He was Dwight's cousin.
Yeah, Moe's.
Yeah, he was a big-time writer on Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
He's behind The Good Place.
Uh-huh.
He is a brilliant, brilliant mind. And he was a guest on South Beach Sessions, which you can listen to as part of the Levitard and Friends Network. That was a really good one, because Stu Gatz calls in at the end and tries to pitch him a show.
Synergy.
More importantly than all of those things?
Not more importantly than the cross-promotion of South Beach Sessions.
This is
never more important.
You haven't heard the news yet. This is more important. In 2007, he played Paul in one episode of The OC.
Wow.
That's how he met his wife.
Really?
Because
on The OC?
His wife.
You knew he was an actor on The OC?
I knew that he met his wife on The OC.
Was she a writer for The OC?
I believe she was a producer on The OC.
Really?
And also, through a bit of research, I'm not putting people's business out there because you could Google this. Mm. You could Google this. Did I say Google? You could Google this. Like Lady Gaga. He's married to Regis Philbin's daughter.
That I knew.
Oh.
I didn't know the OC thing because, as I said, we're not really friends. Like, he's your friend, he's Dan's friend, whatever, but like,
I haven't cornered him and talked to him about the OC yet.
I didn't know that until I saw that the other day.
So
I guess I know.
I'm going to reveal something. Am I going to get in trouble for this? Well, I have like a talent contract now, so I can talk to people.
What does that mean?
So, remember when Mike Schur...
Am I not allowed to talk to people?
Yeah. No.
No, no, no. Can
I talk to Anthony?
You couldn't do a formal interview. So ESPN has this policy. Peel back the curtain. Well, I'm sure Jimmy Trina will write about this. So
JT?
There, Mike Schur did an interview. I'm probably going to get written. I'm not going to do it.
We've gone too far.
Hypothetically, didn't actually happen. But Mike Schur was in town doing that great piece on us.
Yeah.
And in a formal capacity, I couldn't be interviewed on my own by Mike Schur because ESPN has this policy that only people under a talent contract can actually get interviewed.
I think they tell us that because they don't trust us.
They don't trust us. They don't trust us at all. In fact, there have been several outlets that try to interview us and have to go through the proper protocol, and they shut it down. We really could have grown the Local Hour and Mystery Crate as a brand, but they don't want it.
I get a lot of yeses.
I've done like 40 interviews.
Yes, individually.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've never asked for permission. You just go.
I've gotten a couple no's.
So I might have gone to a Tycho concert with Mike Schur.
That's how you spell RC. I miss those. Remember the Tycho?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
This different type of Tycho.
Okay, go on.
I went to a Tycho concert, perhaps, hypothetically, didn't actually, with Mike Schur, just to sort of meet a person that I really respected. It was a weird place to take him because Tycho, I'm not really sure that was his vibe, but the entire time he's like, look at this. Why am I here? This is wacky. So
yeah.
It was cool.
What type of music is Tycho? Because I'm only seeing the... remote control cars here.
It's more like...
how do you spell it?
T-Y-C-H-O.
Oh, silent H. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I have a show bit.
Why can't you go to a concert with him?
Well, because, like, none of it was on the record. It didn't actually happen. Yeah.
Okay, hypothetically, why wouldn't you be able to go to a concert with him?
Because... I was kind of specifically? No, because that makes it seem like I disobeyed a direct order, which I definitely did not.
They said don't go to the Tycho concert with him?
They said don't get interviewed on your own by Mike Schur, and I wasn't interviewed. I just went to a concert with him. So this is fine.
So
this is the total extent of what was discussed.
Before you were talented...
I like Tycho, you like Tycho.
Before you were talented, were you allowed to be friends with, like, Mina? Because she's a writer.
As long as she wasn't interviewing me.
Yeah. So every conversation you have to say off the record. Hey, how was the show today? You're like, off the record.
If you know me and your friend in the industry, that is how we start every conversation. Hey, this is off the record because I have no trust for anyone.
I don't know. I'm not talented.
I have a show bit, a shit that I want to bring back onto the Mystery Crate. It's something we used to do a lot on the local
hour.
You could
have gone sit instead of shit.
Yeah.
Nah.
Where do you think go on. I realize I'm just gonna interrupt. We'll go back to that.
No, let's stay here.
Well, no, I was going to say, like, where do you, because, you know, if you were to go to L.A. or wherever, I don't even know where, you know, this guy lives, but if you were
Mike
to...
Sure?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a Hollywood type.
If you were to go there, would you, like, say, hey, I'm in town, want to grab a drink or something?
Yeah.
Really? So then you guys are friends.
Yeah.
I've never been to Hollywood, but I don't think...
Off the record?
Off the record.
Yeah.
We are.
No, you cannot. You're on the record now.
Ooh.
You can be, can't you?
Yeah, I can be now that I'm talented.
Oh. Yeah.
Now that I'm talented.
Sorry, Everybody
Chris. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no one gives a shit about my shit.
No. Don't. No.
Forced.
No, no.
We actually didn't curse at all in this intro or outro until you decided to merge words.
No, you're fine. I'm sorry. My brain works in strange ways.
We know.
Sorry, you're going to have to bleep out those curses now. I don't feel bad for you.
I'm not going to bleep them out. that one's fine.
Yeah, I know. It's Naked Chris.
Ooh, Naked Chris. What are we doing with Naked Chris?
Wait, back.
Hold on a second. Because I've asked to do Naked Chris like so many times, you're like, nah.
Well, Naked Chris kind of is just me.
Yeah, that's...
Like, I used to compile my thoughts have like one segment
to get
them out.
And now we talk a lot more.
And now I just say them.
Yeah.
Like, I could just give you guys one a little teaser.
Yeah.
Well, teaser. No. Wait, hold on. Your clothes on.
Let's play the music. Can we do this?
Nah.
Let's just do it right now.
In the podcast.
Oh, nah, let's do it.
Whoa.
Dan's getting a sound sheet late today.
I don't even remember.
Wait, let's walk. Hold on. Guys, we're walking. Chris, we got to walk over there.
I don't even remember, like,
no, you remember. Let's go. All right.
We're out of here.
Hang on one second.
Come on. Anthony, you want to come
with us? My first Naked Chris experience.
Come with us to the other studio. Guys, we're switching studios.
You're about to see Chris.
Switching studios.
Remember, keep your shoes on because that floor is... Icky. Icky. Why is this taking so long to search and pull up? We're all doing this in real time, which is all very exciting. Naked Chris segment open. Here we go. And the way we go.
Time for a sports radio segment. Assault, that's time.
Let's talk sports with Naked Chris.
Are you guys getting coffee during this segment?
Yeah, yeah, we are.
People, I'll have some coffee.
Yeah, bring some in here, yeah.
Oh, man, people's got that gasoline.
Ah!
Yeah? I think I want to play music before the show starts today.
Yeah.
Woo! All right, Naked Chris.
Mike's.
Oh, yeah. Take off your hat. Take off your hat.
Yeah, usually that's Mike's gotta be everything.
Remind me how to do this.
Off, you know?
Take off your clothes.
Okay. Well, that's already.
Do you have your?
That's already happened.
Oh, Stu got his headset.
So loud. Can't even think. That's right. The Naked Chris segment has returned. I give my thoughts. I ask questions. I pose them to the room. The only thing you got to know is I'm naked. The entire time.
I can see his ass.
I'm wearing my shoes because the floor is a little icky in here, and I keep a hat on because that's my thing. But other than that, I'm naked.
You're nailing this.
I'm going to stand up. Tony, how do I look?
A lot better than I anticipated, actually.
I get that a lot.
Those are your balls.
Yep. Mm. This is a little teaser, Naked Chris segment, because it will be coming back to the Mystery Crate.
Really?
Wow. This is a little teaser.
This isn't it?
No, I have like one topic.
We're going to do this next week?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Topic number one, the only topic, Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Is the least sexual day of the year.
Ooh, that's a good take by him.
Yes.
That's a very good take by you.
The opposite end of the spectrum, Valentine's Day.
Wow.
That's the most sexual day of the year. We agree? Do you guys agree? What's a more sexual day than Valentine's Day?
Do we have you to guys ask? Are you going to ask the audience?
Yeah, you've forgotten how this
works. You forgot.
Works. Yeah. This is how it works. You ask Mike, and then you ask Roy, and then you ask me, and then you ask Anthony or whoever.
Right.
Cha-cha-cha-cha. God damn, people makes a good coffee.
And then you ask very the good. Audience what they think.
I remember this now.
So it's not like we just all talk over
here at the Naked Chris segment, we're very inclusive. We want to hear your thoughts. Not just the thoughts of the people in the room, but your thoughts at home. So we'll go around the room. First, Billy, most sexual day of the year.
Get back to me.
All right, Mike.
New Year's.
New Year's Eve, of course.
Which turns into New Year's Day, which means you might be properly lubricated. I'm sorry, that coffee has me talking all sorts of wacky. I don't know, but you guys familiar with caffeine? Holy shit, I just learned about coffee and I'm like blah, 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 blah.
Roy, when do you bang the most?
St. Patrick's
Day. Oh, my
God. All right.
St. Patrick's Day.
Did I say bang?
St. Patrick's
Day. Rolling the dice.
Everybody's drunk.
That's straight. It's not terrible. Wait, it's got to be in the top 10.
2019, we should probably stop suggesting that the only way to have sex is when you're motivated by booze.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
That's true.
You're just out. You're about. You want to start the new year off right. And you probably just want to get it in.
Yeah.
If you say so.
People are dressed up. People are out at the bars. People are looking to hook up.
Yeah. Tony, so, when do you bang?
Jesus. It's not Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know that there are young people that go to bars and don't actually talk to the opposite sex that are there. They'll hop on some sort of app, see who's within range, and initiate conversation that way. I don't mean to be this old boomer, right? But have some balls.
Yeah.
Go up to a person and interact. Have a conversation because... In my personal record book, that doesn't count if you're
doing
it.
Is this the Naked Mike segment? What's happening?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Feisty Chris.
All right. Another nomination for most sexual day of the year, birthdays.
Birthdays. Okay.
Birthdays. I mean, I guess some people might. It stinks if your birthday's on Thanksgiving. I guess Thanksgiving rotates, so that would be impossible.
Here's a question. Has anybody had sex on Thanksgiving?
You're not allowed to ask questions. Naked
yeah,
Chris.
Sorry. Not naked
Chris, can you ask that question?
Well, I'll segue to back to what the topic was. Can you guys beat me at all? Like, can you name what's second place on least sexual day of the year? What?
I have my hand raised.
All right, yeah, go ahead, Billy.
I had another thing that I was thinking about that I filtered, and I'm not going to say.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I'd like to hear it.
Well, I was thinking when you guys took this in a inappropriate direction, I just thought of like an inappropriate like a porn name. Like if we were playing a game where it was like have a porn name of a sports writer, and I thought of one. Mike Lubrica.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think that would be my name.
Mike Leach.
Huh?
Yeah.
That'll get it.
That's the one.
Okay.
Valentine's Day, maybe? Going back to your
original
question.
Most sexual. Most sexual. We've segued to least sexual. But before we get to least sexual, audience, tell us what the most sexual day of the year is. Awesome.
Yes.
Some really good points there. I didn't think of that one. Least sexual day.
I can't believe someone else had Mike Leach also.
I know. That's crazy. Roy, do you have anything that can compete with Thanksgiving for least sexual day of the year? I feel like New Year's Day, Because you're just really tired. But I guess Mike's right. If you're getting home after midnight, technically you're having sex on New Year's Day, so we can't count that one.
The your child's birthday.
What?
The literal birthday of your child.
Oh, my God.
Oh, why? Well, that's true.
That would be.
Are you guys having a contest of who can make this the strangest?
That's true, though. I mean, he wins, but you're not allowed to. There's, like, because of surgeries and
you have to wait. The fact that a baby came out.
Yeah, Audience?
I think I win.
All right. I don't think that's a holiday either.
No, I don't think so.
No, he didn't say holiday.
Not a holiday.
He didn't say holiday.
That's the whole game that we've been playing.
I didn't think that this I could be made more uncomfortable by this segment, and Roy did it.
Oh my God. I didn't know that we had like a tally of people the show has killed on like the wall.
No, like, that's not what that is. That's not what that is.
Those people are all dead.
Yeah.
It says Book of Lifers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are like, it's an in memoriam to friends of the show that have passed because we've been doing this show for a very long time. And occasionally we have older guests on. And the names on that list, Chris, read them off.
Bob Einstein.
R.I.P.
Alan Thicke.
R.I.P.
And Mean Gene Okerlund.
Yeah.
I feel like that's it. That's it.
Jeez.
I feel like we had more people.
Well, the messed up part about this thing is there's an empty page next to it for us to continue adding names to it.
Right.
I've never seen that.
Oh, they think this show's going to last that long.
This is crazy. How haven't I seen that before?
Because it's tucked away in a corner.
Yeah. Never seen it either.
Yeah.
Huh. And that was the return of Naked Chris.
This was a surprise. Come back over here so we can close things out.
All right. The smartest way to hire.